This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a financial journalist and the CEO of Best Money Moves. That's a financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So every week, you know, we talk about business news and we try to answer the questions you have about your money, retirement planning, investing, cash, guaranteed income in retirement and all the rest. And of course, trying to solve the world's problems.
And, you know, it's about all of these things we're dealing with, how to navigate the financial world the best way we know. We're going to share some stories and talk about things that we deal with all the time that probably are similar to some of the things you deal with. And so hopefully you'll come away with a couple good ideas today that are going to make a difference in your retirement plan.
So, Tom, this week you and I talked about a person who passed away fairly recently, and they left all of their IRA money in CDs because they were very worried about risk. And so I thought we'd talk about risk and what happens to your cash if you don't take enough risk over time. Obviously, CDs were not the way to go, but let's start with bonds. What if they had put their money in bonds?
Well, the bonds, certainly now we have to be concerned with bonds. We know what's been happening really since 2008, where they've effectively brought the interest rates in the Federal Reserve close to zero. I think anybody who knows, those days have far gone by where you put money into a bank and you get 4% a year. So I think it's even gotten worse. Today, if you have bonds, I think we were talking about this earlier, you know, the aggregate bond index year over year is down. It's negative. And year to date, I believe it's down. So you actually have money if you're invested right now and you have, whether it's in your 401k, any retirement account have, and you own bonds today, there's a good chance that they're either flat, maybe down. They're certainly not working for you. And that's in a year where we have inflation up over 4%. So technically, your real return is negative.
So, you're losing money. Anytime you're holding steady at zero or less than zero growth, and you know, you've got inflation that's at 2-4%, you're losing money. There's just no way around that. So what do people do? I mean, this is a great place, I think, to start today's conversation because it feels so risky, right? We look at the stock market and we think, oh my gosh, it's just been on a tear one way. It's doubled, quadrupled, whatever it's done. I think quintupled since we had the 2009, recession. But even since last year, we've seen it more than double. How do you protect yourself? And what role do maybe annuities play, if it isn't going to be bonds, as a way to manage risk?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Elise. If you're nearing in retirement, look, if you're 20 years out, 15 years out, you know, you have this time so you can technically, in most cases, take some risk. But for those of you that are nearing retirement or are just conservative, again, the bonds, as we just talked about, have a negative real rate of return, certainly over the last year. So what do you do? There are, and I'm going to be specific, there are certain types of annuities that can provide principal protection with upside growth. And I'm talking specifically about index. They're called actually fixed indexed annuities. And what that means is they participate in some of the market upside, the index. So example, an S&P index. You can get upside growth, portion of that upside growth, with no downside risk any year the market's up. As an example, let's say you were getting 50% of the upside. And I'm just using this as an example. Everyone should do their own research. But if you're getting 50% of the S&P and the S&P happens to be up 20% year over year, your account would be credited 10%. And the other thing about that is there's these other features that allow you every year for that to be locked in potentially. So you could have an upside of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% in 1 year versus a bond and doing it with no principal risk. So these can really be a great bond alternative for some of us who are looking to say, hey, I want principal protection, but I also want to try to get a little growth and I don't want to put 100% of my money in the market because we just don't know what's going to happen from year to year. Nobody knows. And so this is a good alternative. And I think it's worthwhile for people to look into this, for you to look into this for, as I said, a bond alternative, fixed index annuity specifically. That is something that can be used in portfolios to try to get lower volatility. Sometimes I call it a volatility buffer, but to also try to get a little bit of growth.
As you mentioned, if you want to talk to Tom about this, 630-934-1855. And be sure to ask him to send you the complimentary income planning packet, because it's got a whole bunch of things that you need if you're planning for retirement, or if you're just sort of taking a look at your money and you're thinking, you know, out in the future, you're definitely going to want to take a look at some of these pieces, because they address things like asset protection, which is what we're talking about now, really, investments, estate and legacy planning, taxes, and the guaranteed stream of income that every single retiree wants. So give him a call at 630-934-1855. Tom, you know, one of the things that I think people are really nervous about when it comes to annuities, they don't understand them and they feel like they're very expensive for what they provide. Tell me a little bit about that, because you and I have had offline conversations about, and maybe even some online, about how annuities really have benefited from the intense competition around them from a price perspective.
I would just say a couple things about annuities. First of all, we should do our own research and understand how they work. I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there. But yes, annuities have evolved tremendously. I've been doing this over 25 years, and I've seen how they've changed quite a bit. You can use an annuity as part of your planning. Number one, there's a couple reasons you might want to use it. Number one is for principal protection. We just talked about that, and trying to get a little bit of growth as a bond alternative. Many of these annuities have little to no fees in them. So you can ask the questions, but the fees have come down. And most of the time we talk about fees, we're talking about variable annuities. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about fixed index annuities. So you can use them for the principal protection. The other thing that's interesting that they provide now is a guaranteed income stream. You can use these as part of your income, which, again, hopefully in a way takes a little stress off of your investments, because now it's creating guaranteed income for your life. In fact, you can set them up to provide joint life guaranteed income. So if you're married, income that can provide for both of your spouses. I met with a couple just last week that have been clients for a number of years. They are going to have Social Security coming in. Between the two of them, it's going to be about $65,000. And then they had set up an annuity a few years back, which by the time they retire, they're looking at about 3 more years. That's going to provide another $30,000. Now, they have other investments. They have over $1 million of investments, which is great. They've done a terrific job. But if you think about it, take a step back. They're going to have $100,000 between the annuity and the Social Security of income coming in, regardless of the market, regardless of the amount of the investments they have or any savings. That's going to come in like the paychecks, and you replace those paychecks. It's really... there's ways to incorporate these into your planning that can provide some benefits that you otherwise don't have.
All right, we're going to take a short break, Tom. When we come back, I think we want to talk a little bit about this, and we could talk a little bit more about Social Security as well. So we'll see where the conversation goes, as we always do. And if you want to talk to Tom, who is the principal of Alpha Wealth Group, you can call him directly at 630-934-1855. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm here with Tom Fortino, CEO of Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about money, specifically your money in retirement and how to develop a guaranteed income stream, basically, is what we're talking about. You can reach the Alpha Wealth Group at alphawealthgroup.com, or you can call 630-934-1855 and ask them to send you Tom's complimentary income planning packet. And that includes a report on maximizing your income in retirement, the asset organizer, and a budget worksheet, which is really, really important. And we've talked before about spending money, so we're not going to do that now. But I want to talk about making money, Tom, and specifically how annuities can be used to replace that check that everybody gets. And this is coming up more and more in conversations with my husband, Sam, as we start to parse through. I mean, we're nowhere close to retirement, but we're still thinking about it, probably because you and I are having these conversations every week. So we were talking in the last segment about annuities and indexed annuities. You know, what's the difference between, say, an indexed annuity and an immediate annuity?
Well, an immediate annuity is just that the income is turned on immediately. It's as though you basically provide a certain amount of money. In return for that, you will get a check for your lifetime. And so you lose control of the principal. You no longer have it's similar to a pension where there's not an account value there that you have access to that you control or that will go to your children and grandchildren. So I'm not usually, immediate annuities are typically not something that I would recommend. Very few cases. The annuities that we're talking about typically have both an income guarantee and an account value. So you still have an account value there at the same time you're drawing income off it. So you have this guaranteed income stream. And so the account value, to the extent you don't go through it, goes to your children and grandchildren. So it can act as a pension similar to that as creating an income, regardless of how long you live. But in addition to that, to the extent you don't go through the amount in that account that's still invested, by the way, that will go on to your children and grandchildren. So that's usually the way you want to structure it, and I think is the most beneficial to most families.
So you talked about this couple that you were working with or you are working with and how they have an indexed annuity and they're not going to retire for 3 years. What is the optimal time that you should be setting this aside? And how do you, is this like a plan for growth? So you should buy an indexed annuity 10 or 15 years and then hope you're going to hit a market upswing like we are now. And then that's the money you get. Like, explain a little bit more about how these things actually break down and work.
Well, I would look at it this way. Again, it's a piece of your plan. If someone said to me, is it better than an investment? That's not really the question. It's, it's not that it's better. It's different. What does it provide? In other words, if you have money into a 401k or if you have an account at Fidelity, that's great, and I applaud that. But if you contact them and ask them what your guaranteed income is off that, well, there isn't one. It could last. We just don't know. So with the annuities, by the way, you can use IRA monies or after-tax monies to fund them. You're still in an investment piece, but what happens, the way it works, just basically, and again, you should do your own research on this and understand what you're doing is you're creating a piece, and it should just be a piece of your plan that now has this income component separate from the account value. Typically, that's how they work. And what happens is every year you defer, kind of like Social Security, right? It goes up 8% per year, which is, it's called the delayed retirement credit. Every year you defer Social Security, it goes up by 8%. Most of these annuities will increase every year you defer. So if you wait for 5 years, it goes up. You decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to work another year. I'm going to wait a sixth year. Your income guarantee will go up. And so this is how, again, you can structure it in your plan. And I use that example for that couple where now you have, this is a guaranteed income stream, similar to a pension because it's guaranteed and it can be set up for joint. So think about this. Imagine if you could set up an income plan that created combined with your Social Securities. In this case, I said they had $65,000 of income benefits from Social Security, plus this annuity, which provided another $35,000, and it was a joint life. So that will go for both of their lives and still have investments in this piece here that it's in the market. That's where the growth is. You want to pull some money off to, take the children to Disneyland, or you want to go on a trip, or you want to fund a grandchild's college. This is how you start to create a plan, and these are the pieces that come together. So that's the one way to look at it. Look at it for your specific plan. If you want to create guaranteed income, if you want principal protection, they can provide these things, and it might make sense on, again, I'm not saying it's better than the investment. It provides benefits you otherwise would not have.
Right. And I think it's an important distinction and something that people should really plan for. When you think about retiring and planning out all this stuff, Tom, I know it's your job and this is what you do, day in and day out, but most people don't have the time to think about this. It's too painful and weird, and mostly it's too far away, right? You're always thinking it's, 10, 20 years down the line, but time passes. Where's the optimal time? When should you start? If you're not going to think about it the day you start work in your early 20s, when is the right time to start thinking about retirement and what that means and how you're going to plan for that?
Well, boy, I think that's the $1 million question. I met with
someone. Okay, we can end the show right now. I'll take the $1 million and we're done.
That really is such an important question. Certainly, you can make a general comment. It's funny. I had someone in the other day who had well over, I think it was approaching $2 million. He said, at 18, someone told me to start putting money in my 401k. God bless him. He did it. And there it is. But when the rubber meets the road, the earlier the better, obviously. That's the obvious question. As much as you can start doing some systematic contributions into whatever plan that you have, if you're not doing it, you got to start doing it now. But, as you approach retirement, certainly, boy, that's such a, I'd say earlier, the earlier the better, obviously. But you know, 10, 15 years out, you really need to sit down and start to take a look at these things. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had where someone comes in and goes, I turned around, the next minute I was 62. I'm a few years out, you know. And so if you can do this a little earlier, start to find out what are your Social Security benefits. SSA.gov, you can find that out. Take a look at what's in your retirement accounts. Financial organization, which I've talked about, this is what I would say. A couple things. One is financial organization. That's why I provided an asset organizer before. Find out what you have. Most of us don't know. You start get listing and find out. You're going to uncover some things you maybe weren't aware of. What is it in my 401k? What are my contributions? What do I have outside of that? What does my spouse have? Do I have an old 401k? What are my life insurance coverages? You start to get organized. That's really the first step. If we just accomplished that from today's show and someone said, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to organize things, I can send out the asset organizer to anyone who wants it. And you'll at least have a financial snapshot. And now you can start putting a plan in place. And that's what I talk about with the five pillars. Have an income plan, have a tax plan, have an investment plan, have an asset protection plan and an estate and legacy plan, but start by getting organized. That would be the best advice I could give to anyone. And now you can start to put a plan in place.
You know what's interesting about that, Tom? I think about, even for myself, I'm in my 50s. My husband's a little bit older than I am. And we have no idea when we're going to retire. You know, He's thinking it's, you know, 5 to 10 years away for him. It's longer than that. And of course, given what I do for a living, right? You know, I've been saving since I was 22. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to frame your next part of your life, your post-working life, or what you're going to do when you stop trying to pay the bills. And the first time that it really struck me that we were now in this later phase was when our youngest child graduated from college and I didn't have a tuition bill due. And he got launched successfully, and my other one went off the payroll, and suddenly Sam and I looked at each other and went, wow, we don't have that's done. Like the thing that you're saving for, which is college tuitions and graduate school or whatever, it was done. And suddenly our lives opened up. And I think for a lot of people, they have something like that happen, and it's like, oh, I'm now in this next phase until I retire. And that, for a lot of people, is kind of a scary thing. And that's when they wake up in their late 40s. Now it's pretty much 50s for most people who have kids. And they say, okay, I better start saving.
Yeah, you're busy. I always say we're so busy with life. I get it. So I always try to be, I'd never be critical. I get that. But these are so important that we start to get this plan in place. We start taking a look at things. And this is really, hopefully, will be a catalyst for individuals to say, okay, I'm going to get organized. I'm going to start putting these pieces in place. You know, that's why, again, I try to make it as simple as possible. Because most people, if you say, what is it? Well, a couple comments. One is, you don't necessarily have to retire at 65 or 66 or 67, but find out when you can, right? When is my financial independence? I'll look at it that way. It doesn't mean you need to retire. But at least you know I have the option at 62. I have the option at 65. I may continue to work. So it still is a good thing to go through that and really map out a plan. And so I would tell you to do that. But again, I would try to keep it very simple. Step one, get organized, find out where all your assets are, know what you own, know what you're doing, start to create a plan. From there, that's why I talk about, you know, there's really five pieces to creating a retirement plan. As I said, if I asked 10 people, I'd probably get 10 different answers. Their definition of a retirement plan. It's not necessarily about growing a pile of money. It's about having all of these pieces, creating income, which we've talked about today, Elise. You know, do I use these things to create all the income I need? Do I have an income plan? And then taxes. Can I get most of that tax free? And, you know, we've had discussions about that. So these are all these pieces of creating a plan. And hopefully people will take heed in what we're saying and start the process. You got to get that. The journey of 1,000 miles, right, begins with that first step.
Starts with a single dollar. All right. Well, we're out of time. If you want to talk with Tom more about this, as I always do, tune back in next Sunday morning, or you can download the podcast or give him a call at 630-934-1855. That's it, though, for this week. Until next time, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.